Live Newsday Tuesday. How you doing, man?
I am doing great. How are you, Rome?
I'm doing great. Newsday Tuesday.
Yeah, I'll tell you, man, it is crazy outside. You look outside, it's dark already. I mean, we're recording here, you know, early afternoon, but my gosh, you know, now they're saying maybe snow in the forecast. You can tell that we're in the end of the fall and the snow's coming. So I know they just changed one of our forecasts for this weekend. So just get ready for it for the next few months. That's just how it's going to be. But
I think we're going to get a lot of snow.
I don't think so. I think, well, yes and no. I think it's going to be one of these years where, you know, Ryan Hanrahan and, you know, our whole weather team, our storm tracker weather team, they're saying, you know, it's going to be wetter, but it's going to be warmer. However, just because they say it's going to be warmer doesn't mean it's going to be over 32. It could mean that, you know, instead of back in the day, we'd get a storm where it's 10 degrees, maybe it'll be 30 degrees, right? So you're still going to get snow. So if it's going to be wetter than normal and warmer than normal, most of it'll be rain. But we could get two or three big bangers that come through. You know, where you get 8, 10, 12, 20 inches, but then it's going to melt in a few days because it's going to be warmer than normal. At least that's, you know, the skinny we're getting now. But yes, we'll see. Could change. Could change. So we're going to do a little bit of format change here. We're going to start with some sort of happy news, and we'll end with some sort of happy news. So we want to sort of just change things up a little bit. If you checked your social media or mine today, you saw that you and I had a meeting of the minds and talked a few things through just to make things better for your viewers. So let's start it off with some interesting stuff. Movie of the week. Let's talk holiday movies. Let's not talk a new one. So what's your favorite holiday movie?
I like Rudolph for some reason. Very
that
classic.
That is a classic. Great one. Yeah, it just warms your heart, you know?
Yeah.
You know, and you remember that probably from when you were a kid, right?
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, that's a good one. I mean, really, that's what the holidays are about, is sort of reminding yourself of when you were a kid. And even if you're getting stuff for your kids or your grandkids or your nephews or nieces, you're still sort of, it's channeling you back to when you were a kid, probably.
Right.
One that I like is Elf. I just think, you know, that was just a real funny movie. And, you know, it was sort of a big person's take on what it's like being a small person, but then mixed in with the whole holiday and everything else. You know, you can't go wrong with something like that.
Yeah. I like the Grinch too. Forgot the Grinch.
Oh, the Grinch. Of course. The Grinch is a classic, and the Abominable Snowman, which is also like that claymation kind of stuff. Yeah, I got to say those are better now. But Elf's pretty good. But I think you got the winner there. Other thing we're going to talk about, sports team of the week. Oh, my gosh.
Patriots.
Yeah, that's who I want to talk about. It's funny you knew that. I mean, how do you have a game 6-0? I mean, that's a Red Sox score. I mean, that's right. And I mean, the Patriots lost too. But I mean, like, you got to think that if your defense can hold an opponent to 6 points, and who were they playing last week? I thought it was somebody half decent. Chargers having a down year, but they're definitely a decent team. They couldn't score a point. And then to sort of go off on an angle, did you hear the Jets cut their quarterback? The guy who started last week, Tim Boyle.
Yeah, I've seen that.
It's crazy. It's crazy. And more quarterbacks are getting hurt. You know, I'm a big fantasy football guy. And Trevor Lawrence, who really was coming on pretty strong as a quarterback, he got a high ankle sprain. They did an MRI today. Wow. Said he's got a high ankle sprain. He's going to be out probably at least until the playoffs. So for fantasy sports, you might as well cut him. Because, you know, in fantasy sports, you only compete in the regular season.
Yeah.
So. Anyway, went off on my tangent like I always do. Food dish of the week. I got a good one here for you. Remember we just talked about how it's getting cold?
Yeah.
My wife makes the best vegetarian chili. Don't stick your nose up to it. If you like meat, you can throw some in. But it's spicy, it's healthy, and it's hot. You know, it's got a little bit of jalapeno in there. And that really helps this time of the year. As you know, you start to get a little cold. I was wearing another jacket over this, believe it or not, in our studio, because it gets cool during the day because you've got all these lights up here and it warms things up. But it's warm now. It's cooler later. What is your favorite cold weather go-to comfort food? I got another one, but I'm curious what yours is.
A nice cup of hot chocolate and some soup, maybe. Some nice soup.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Yeah, I like a good soup. I got like a clam chowder.
Yeah,
New England clam chowder. Mm, a little bit of Tabasco in there or something, some croutons, even though you don't need any of that. I'll tell you another one, and then I'll get to real news here, you know, because the fun news is fun, but I got to give you, you know, a little bit of the news. Meatloaf.
Oh, yeah, meatloaf's good.
If you like meat, I mean, you may have a lot of listeners that don't like meat, but, and if you do, I'm not sure I have a good, well, vegetarian chili. There you go. Have vegetarian chili if you don't eat meat. If you like meat, you got the meatloaf. Oh my gosh. Now, how does your family make the meatloaf? Because that's also another big thing. Do you like the olives on it? Do you cook it with the breadcrumbs in it? Everybody does it different.
I know they use the breadcrumbs. Really, it's really good. I put a little bit of ketchup on it too.
Mm-hmm. Secret ingredient for my father-in-law, God rest his soul, he's long gone, but he would put mustard in there, just a little, and it helped. Just gave a little bit of zippity doo dah there, which is nice.
I think I've seen that before.
Yeah, it's good. But I don't even like meatloaf the day of. See, and we're, you know, we record an hour before dinner, so this is very dangerous. but there is nothing better than meatloaf the next day in a sandwich or for breakfast. Oh my gosh. Breakfast is a little out there, but I was a naughty boy when I grew up. And my dad always said, if you don't eat your dinner, you're having it for breakfast. So I got a lot of practice. All right. Let's talk a little news here. And then I got to get back in that newsroom. This story is huge today. And they're talking about it right now on the news. I encourage your listeners to check out our, you know, website and our app. This is a murder for hire case all the way out in the eastern part of Connecticut, in the northeast corner. State police arrested a Putnam man who's accused of trying to hire a hitman. The man went to state police on Saturday and reported his employer, Leonard Thuo Mthwinga, 52, of Putnam, asked for his help to find a hitman. State police said Mthwinga and another person were involved in a court proceeding, and he didn't want the other person to be able to testify. So he was going to hire a hitman to kill this person. An undercover trooper posed as the hitman, and Mthwinga was arrested and charged. Bond was set at $5 million. And this is just the basic info. There's a lot more on NBCConnecticut.com, so be sure to check that out. Crazy story, huh?
Yeah, it's crazy.
I mean, hitman. I mean, this is like, you know, mafioso kind of stuff.
Yeah.
But there's more info coming out on that. Definitely check out the NBC Connecticut app for that. This one's crazy. Have you ever, now I know, you know, you know a lot about drinks, you know, not alcoholic ones, but like coffee and teas and stuff like that because of your job. Have you ever heard of this stuff that Panera makes called charged lemonade?
Yeah, I tried it a few times. It's actually really good, but it's not good for you, I heard.
Wait till you hear this. You got that right. It's now been blamed for a second death.
Wow.
Not an upset stomach. Somebody died. Dennis Brown of Fleming Island, Florida, drank three charged lemonades from a local Panera October 9th and suffered a fatal cardiac arrest on his way home. This is according to a lawsuit. So his family's now suing. Brown was 46. He had an unspecified chromosomal deficiency, a developmental delay, and a mild intellectual disability. He lived independently, and he frequently stopped at this particular Panera after his shifts at a supermarket. And because he had high blood pressure, he didn't consume energy drinks. So Panera has advertised its charged lemonade as plant-based and clean with as much caffeine as our dark roast coffee.
Wow,
this is going to be an interesting court case. Yeah, down in Florida. But I mean, this one's got, you know, ramifications across the country because everywhere they serve this stuff. I've heard of the charged lemonade. I had no idea if it was booze or caffeine. I assume caffeine since it's in a Panera, but you never know. And let's talk, you know, we were talking fantasy before. Do you bet at all? I don't.
I don't, but I've been looking into it. I was thinking about it.
Well, my advice, and take it for what it's worth, is I do all my betting on the stock market, which, don't get me wrong, I don't bet on crazy, like, crypto things and, you know, nutty stocks. I'm, like, buying GE and stuff like that. But, you know, that's where you should put your money. It's slower, but you'll probably make money. And it's not an endorsement, General Electric. But anyway, let's talk about sports betting because this is a big thing. Like, my daughter, my younger daughter, her boyfriend's totally into it. And there's some changes coming to Connecticut that are important. The Fanatic Sportsbook will serve as the Connecticut Lottery's exclusive betting provider for mobile and retail channels, according to lottery officials. Sports fans living in and visiting the state will be able to download the Fanatic Sportsbook app to participate. The app is an online sportsbook that has betting, withdrawals, live streaming, the ability to earn fan cash on bets. Big thing since the Connecticut Lottery is getting involved with this. Is that sort of one of the things that gives you trepidation if you do think about betting, is you really don't know who it is and where you're giving your money?
Yeah.
So does something like this make it a little better just because you know it's connected with the lottery? So there has to be some level of government, you know, regulation going on
there. Yeah. You'll know like it's legit.
Mm-hmm. Well, we'll see what happens on that one. You know, just be careful with that betting rule. Yeah, not my bag. But for some folks, it's a big thing. Actually, I do have one more story. This one's crazy. This is our crazy story to end the day. There was this young lady from Massachusetts who had a really close relationship with her dad, who treated her more like a confidant than a daughter. But even with that level of trust, her dad, who was a car salesman, waited until his dying days to reveal a shocking truth that he actually pulled off one of the greatest bank heists in America. All her life, this daughter had no idea. His name, his acquired name, was Tom Randell. And he died of lung cancer in May 2021. That's when he admitted he had been using a fake name, a fake birth date. And what happened was he was working as a vault teller at Society National Bank in Cleveland when he went home from work in 1969. That's 54 years ago. And it wouldn't be until Monday morning after he left, you know, went home on a Friday, where they realized that $215,000 was missing. Wasn't like a huge heist, but of course, $215,000 then is worth like $1.8 million now. So some serious cash. He left Cleveland and started a new fake life in Massachusetts, leaving behind all his friends and family. And this young girl, who now is putting out a book about all this, almost says she only knew him as a doting father, partial to double pleated khaki pants and golf shirts. What a mind bender, huh? Could you imagine if you knew your dad, or your mom, your whole life, and then they were leading a double life, or they were a secret agent, or something like this.
Yeah, that's crazy. That would be hard to take in.
Yeah, yeah. Well, I leave you with this. What we always say in the news is truth is stranger than fiction. And that's why people should keep watching NBC Connecticut. They should keep listening to you.
Right.
All right, Rome. Well, I'm out. Got to go back to the news chase.
All right, have a good shift.
All right. Hey, thanks. Talk with you soon next week.
See you next week.
All right. Sounds good, Rome.
All right. Take care.